He was the man in charge of handling complaints against Victoria Police. But a torrent of obscene posts has led to the 40-year career of Brett Geeran ending in disgrace. Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton has described his behaviour as baffling.
This, to me, describes behaviour that is abhorrent. It's behaviour that is completely and utterly unacceptable at Victoria Police. It just goes without saying, it's that obvious, that that's just behaviour that's just well below the line of expectation.
Last week, Mr Geeran was removed from his position and referred to Victoria's anti-corruption monitor, following reports he wrote vulgar comments online under the pseudonym Vernon Demarest. In an interview with 3AW Radio, Mr Geeran later admitted to the initial series of posts aimed at former Chief Commissioner Christine Nixon and former Police Association boss Paul Mullett.
It's certainly crude, coarse, it's not the type of language that I want my mother to read about Neil and my daughters, but of course they have, and there's one person to blame for that, and you're looking at him right now.
But Mr Geeran's resignation comes after Fairfax published more comments, this time in several YouTube videos with the same alias. Many are too obscene to broadcast, ranging from the sexually explicit to racial slurs. Victoria's acting Premier James Molino says the fact Mr Geeran was stood down and has now quit demonstrates Victoria Police will not stand for such behaviour.
The community expects the highest ethical behaviour of every member of Victoria Police. That's the government's expectation. It's the Chief Commissioner's expectation. So these comments were extraordinarily offensive, out of line, and the appropriate action has taken place.
But the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria's Chris Pavlidis says she fears the case has undermined the council's efforts to establish strong collaborative ties with police.
It takes a long time to develop trust, and at the click of a finger or of a word or a phrase or language used, that can all be wiped away. And in this instance, I feel that's what's happened.
Victoria Police says it will hold discussions with the broader multicultural community to assure them the comments don't reflect the organisation as a whole. But legal advocates in Melbourne say it casts what they call a sickening shadow over years of complaints regarding racialised policing. The Flemington and Kensington Community Legal Centre's Anthony Kelly says staff are now reviewing more than 100 claims of racial profiling and other complaints dismissed under Mr Geeran's watch.
The onus then is on Victoria Police to review those. They have the documentation, they have the complaint files, they should be looking at them to see if his oversight or attitudes influence the outcome in any way whatsoever.
Mr Kelly is also demanding Victoria take any necessary steps to introduce a fully independent model of investigating allegations against police. Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.